Okay, today's daf chaf or daf yud tes amid beis. Oh, you know, the Rav asked me if I wouldn't mind giving today. He asked me a few weeks ago if I wouldn't mind giving. I told him, no, it's no problem. When I looked at the daf, especially amid beis, and I saw what I was in for, I was like, oh my goodness. But we'll try our best. We have some diagrams. It's fascinating Gemara, even though it is difficult. It is difficult, especially to understand the concept. But we'll try our best. We are on yud tes amid beis. Four lines from the bottom. 4 or 5 lines from the bottom, where it says, Shalchu le lamar ukva. They sent to Bar Ukva the following statement. Adar hasamach le Nisan, Adar right before Nisan, whether it's Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni, whichever one it is, whichever one is closest to Nisan, la'olam chaser. It's always chaser. Always has 29 days. Statement about Adar, always has 29 days. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, the Masif of Nachman, we're going to learn tomorrow that al shnei chadashim mechallin es hashabbos for two of the month, the shluchim, the witnesses are allowed to be mechal shabbos to come and tell bezim what they saw. For 2 months, we're allowed to do that. What are those 2 months? Al nisan val tishrei, al nisan and tishrei, because we want to make sure that we're makadosh it as soon as possible. And we could start sending out messengers to the diaspora to let them know as soon as possible when Yom Tov is going to be, whether it's Pesach or Yom Kippur or Sukkot. So right, they're Mechal Shabbos. For them, there's no delay. Now, Iyamai to Bishlam Zimnin Mole Zimnin Chaser. I understand if Ador sometimes it's Mole, sometimes it's Chaser. It depends. It could be either way. Mishum Hachi Mechal Linan. That's why we're Mechal Shabbos. Because we don't know what Adar is going to be. It's always sometimes yes, sometimes Mole, sometimes Chaser. We'll be Mechal, we'll let the Eidim come, even if it's a Shabbos. But if it's always Chaser, then am I Mechal Linan? Why are we Mechal Shabbos for this? For Tishrei. For Nisan. Why are we Mechal Shabbos for Nisan? It's always Chaser. Every, no matter where you live in the world, you'll know. Adar only has 29 days. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan will be 29 days from Rosh Chodesh Adar. Why do you have to be Mechal Shabbos for that? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, no. We should the mitzvah lekadesh al hari'iyah. Because it's a mitzvah to be mekadesh al hari'iyah. It's true, 29 days, we know. But there's still a mitzvah to be mekadesh with witnesses. That's true for every month, right? So the Ritva says, Ein hachanami, it's true. We're gonna have two of on this anyway. So that's what the Ritva says. We didn't bother to ask that question. Every month is the same because we're gonna end up with the tiyufta. It's not gonna hold. It's not gonna withstand. So anyway, we didn't care. But some say Rabbi Yosha says that based on the earlier sources that we would never have a havamina to be machal Shabbos if it wouldn't have been for the Moedot. In other words, it's both. It's the fact that it's the mitzvah to be Mekadesh al Re'iyah, and we're doing it for the Yom Tovim. We're not just stop doing it for Cheshvan, which has no Yom Tov. There's no reason to do that. It's both. It's a combination of the Yom Tovim and the fact that there's a mitzvah. That's why we have both. That's why we own Mechal Shabbos in Nisan and Tishrei, because you have both. Again, Shavuot, there's no need, because it's 50 days after Nisan, whenever that is. So, but anyway, this whole there's going to be a few of to here. This whole thing is going to be rejected, even though in our calendars Adar is always Chaser, but that has nothing to do with Re'iyah. That's a setup calendar, the Cheshbon setup. I don't know about Aleph. Beis always has 29. I know. Igad the Amri. Others say that this whole. Right. Right. But he's continuing. Adar is always chaser, and we're gonna say it's not true, but in our Adar it is always chaser. Ikka di Amri, others have this whole back and forth as a statement, we're not gonna say anything different, because the way we get to it's different. It's gonna be a question instead of a statement. Amr of Nachman, Afrin and Amit Sinina, we learned that a brisa. Al shnei chadashim mechal l'nes haShabbos. For 2 months we have chilul Shabbos. Al nisan v'al tishrei. On Nisan and Tishrei, that's the same. Now, Iyamrit Bishlam La'olam Chaser. I understand if we said that it's always Chaser.
Adar Sheni does have other Rishon. It's other Rishon on the day. They did do 30 years. It's third.
Adarisha could be 30. Adarisha. Right, right. Adarisha is always 29, right. So it makes sense if you say it's always chaser, mishum hachi, mechalinon, and that's why we'll be mechal Shabbos, we'll be mechal Shabbos for Nisan, why the mitzvah lakadosh al ri'iyah, because it's still a mitzvah to be mechadosh with ri'iyah. It's a mitzvah to get up and, you know, go to Bezdin and be mechadosh to Levana. Ella, iyam, zimnan, mole, vizimnan, chaser, but wait a minute, if adar could be either or, then why are we being mechal Shabbos? Am I mechalinon? Why are we being mechal? Na'avre, ho'idna, Let today pass, meaning wait. Vinikadje lemachar. Then go Sunday. What if you do Mechal Shabbos for this? You're right. If it's always chaser, I understand why there's a mitzvah. It's always chaser, so you got to go Shabbos. But if it could be chaser mali, why are you being Mechal Shabbos to go run? So the Gemara answers, well, idi ikli yom shloshim b'Shabbos, if the 30th day of the month of Adar would be Shabbos, hachanami, that would be true. That's for sure true. You don't have to go Shabbos, go Sunday. But Hacha b'maya skin, and what are we talking about over here? The ikle yom shloshim ve'echad b'Shabbos. The 31st day was Shabbos. There's no such thing as a Jewish month that has 31 days. There's no such animal. It doesn't exist. There's no Jewish month with 31 days. It's either 29 days or 30 days. So if the 31st day is a Shabbos, that means that has to be Rosh Chodesh. That has to be Rosh Chodesh. If it has to be Rosh Chodesh, then there's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos for that. Yeah.
It's a Mechal Shabbos,
so that's a machlokas. Rashi says, what could you do? You could violate the Tzchum. The Rambam says you could do everything.
Why is it
Tzchum?
The old
Rambam?
Or just...
It's unclear. So that's what Pnei Yeshua says. It's just issues of Mechamer. In other words, where we had Mechamer is where you lead the animal, so that's not you don't get Malkus for that. Even though it's a Doraisa, but there's no Malkus, it's not one of the Lama test Malachos. That's what you could do. You can't do Malachos. The Rambam says, I think the Rambam says you can do whatever you want. And Rashi implies, he says in the bottom, he says over here, Lotes chutzot chum lovol abezin. You can leave the chum to come to Bezin. That seems to be all he lets you do. But the Rambam is much more expansive. You can do whatever you want. Right. So, since it's the 31st day of Shabbos, you have no choice but to go to Bez Din and be Mechal Shabbos, because today has to be Rosh Chodesh, because there's no such thing as a month with 31 days. We're going to have that if no Edim come, it becomes Rosh Chodesh anyway. That, listen, what could we do? There's no such thing with a 31-day month. So no Edim show up, it's going to become Rosh Chodesh anyway. However, there's still a mitzvah to have Kiddush. It's still a mitzvah to have Kiddush al Ri'iyah. The mitzvah Lakadosh al Ri'iyah. The Rimi Gashi asks an unbelievable question, which is, so why don't we have Kiddush Levana today? Why don't we have Kiddush al Ri'iyah today? Set up a bez, didn't have people come. It's a mitzvah. So what is a set up calendar? So? Still a mitzvah.
So simple to set up a bez.
Why not? He assumed it was very simple. His answer was, I'm not sure I understand the answer, if there's a mistake. In other words, then, if Adam made a mistake, but the mistake withstood all the scrutiny and... The mistake stood. Today we wouldn't say that because we have a set up calendar. So for that reason, we don't let it even come. It's a very interesting question. Okay, next. Masiv Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Rav Kahana asked a question. Now we're going to refute the statement that Adar is always chaser. It said in that Mishnah, tomorrow's Mishnah, that Kishah Mikdash Kayam, when the base of the Mikdash was still standing, then Mechal and Afal Kulam, they'd be Mechal Shabbos to every month. Forget Nisan and Tishrei. Oh, that's only Bezman Hazeh, but Bezman after Achorban. But during the Beis Hamikdash, every month they'd be Mechal Shabbos. Why? Mitakanas HaKarban, because they wanted to make sure that the Karban of Rosh Chodesh was brought on the right day. So they would be Mechal Shabbos. Every month could be Mechal Shabbos. So now Midakulhu Lav Mishod the Mitzvah Lakadosh Al Ri'iyah. So the Mishnah doesn't even say that reason. That's not the reason. The reason is for the carbon Rosh Chodesh. Nothing to do with being Mekadosh Al Ri'iyah. There was a mitzvah, but that wasn't the mission's concern. So if that's not true for the rest of the months, so Nisan Tishrei Nami Lav Mishod the mitzvah Lekadosh Al Ri'iyah. Then that holds true for the other months too. There's no mitzvah to be Mekadosh Al Ri'iyah. Now, Iyam Bishlomo, that makes sense. Zimnin Malay Vizimnin Chaser. Sometimes it could be Malay, sometimes Adar could be Chaser. Mishum Hachi Mechal Linan. So it'll be Mechal Shabbos to make sure that we get there on time, the Edom come right away, and that the carbon Rosh Chodesh can be brought properly. Ella, I amrid la'olam chaser. But if it's always chaser, it's amayim mechal linam. Why being mechal? There's no concern about mitzvah l'kash al ri'iyah. That wasn't true for any of the other months. Why should it be true for Tishrei? So therefore, why are they mechal Shabbos? For the recovery of Rosh Chodesh. It's not a reason, we know. Therefore, tiyufta, it's wrong. Even though it's wrong, like I said, b'zman hazeh, we still have that either sheni is always chaser. But based on ri'iyah, it's not true. Fine. Next. Kiyasa Ula. When Ula came, Amar, he said, Avruhu le'elul, they made Elul Malay. They added a day to Elul. Why'd they do that? It was a wonderful thing. He says, Amar Ula, Yodai Chavrin, Bavloi, Maiti Vusa, Avdinan, Bahadayu. Do you know how much that helped us here in Bavel, that they made Elul an extra day, a 30th day? It's an unbelievable thing what they did. They made Elul better. Why? Maiti Vusa, what's so good? So Ula, Amar, Mishum Yarkaya. So that if, Rashi says, Mishum Yarkaya, we want to have Yontif not next to Shabbos. And by adding an extra day, we pushed off Yontif, it's not next to Shabbos anymore. What did that gain? Because of the vegetables. Because in those days, they had no refrigeration, they had no preservation. The vegetables were going to rot if they sat out for 2 days. Can't do anything with them. Sat out for 2 days, Shabbos and Yontif. So, but since they pushed it off, it was a big help. It was a big help. That's Ula. Rav Acha bar Chanina Amar Mishum Masya. He says, no, it's because of a mace. And his issue was that Shabbos and Yom Kippur were back to back. If Shabbos and Yom Kippur were back to back, somebody dies on the first, on Shabbos, so Yom Kippur's on a Sunday. Somebody dies on Shabbos, the mace is going to sit there for 2 days. It's a big bazillion, it's going to start to decay. We don't want that to happen.
Didn't we say Chassidim Darya Yom?
What? Not Yom Kippur. We're going to have that answer. We're going to give that answer in a minute about Yontif. You can go to Esther Gai, but not on Yom Kippur. You can't do that on Yom Kippur. You can't do that on Yontif.
You also said that, I think, also the second day.
Second day, right. Second day. But even the first day, let's say, he's going to say, even the first day you can go Esther Gai, not on Yom Kippur. So you have 2 days where there's nothing, you can't do anything. So therefore, it's unbelievable that they made Elul an extra day to separate Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Right, but I guess so we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that. But making El Male for these reasons, and we're gonna get to. Right. What? So as far as we know, we'll get to it in a minute. So.
We're
rare cases where it was right. My Benaihu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Whether it's because of the vegetables or because of mesim, it could be neither. The difference is Yom Kippur shechalios achar Shabbos. If Yom Kippur is on a Sunday, so what's the issue if Yom Kippur is on a Sunday? So manda amar mishum masya, because of the person who held that the issue is mesim dying ma'abrin. That's a very good reason to separate Yom Kippur and Shabbos. We don't want Yom Kippur on a Sunday, but manda amar mishum yarkaya. But if one holds that the problem is vegetable spoiling. So wait a minute. Le'emas, kabai, lehu, when do you need these vegetables? So Shabbos you have, and what's the issue? You want to break your fast on vegetables after Yom Kippur? So after Yom Kippur, go to the field and pick out the vegetables. What do you have to have them from Friday afternoon for? So therefore, le'urta, you need them for Matzah Yom Kippur to eat after your fasting. So le'urta, tarachu maithi. So go after your fast, on the way home from shul, go stop off and pick some vegetables. It's not a reason that we should be ma'abr el. What kind of reason is that? What? We're going to get to that. That's going to be one of the answers. Ulamanda amar mishum yarkaya, and the one who holds that the reason is because of vegetables, on yontif, let's say, so then la'avre mishum maithya, so why can't you also, what's wrong with the reason of the nation? It's also a very good reason. Right? Ella ikabinahu, so that can't be the distinction, because if that's the distinction, then the same problem they have with vegetables should certainly apply to mesim. So Ella, so therefore that can't be the reason. So El ikabinahu, what's the reason? Yomtiv hasamach l'Shabbos. Forget Yom Kippur now. The problem is Yomtiv. Yomtiv is next to Shabbos. Bein milfoneha, bein ma'acharel. Whether it's before or after. The one who says because of vegetables we'll have to push it off. We don't want them back to back. But manda amar mishum maisya, but the one who holds the problem is because of meisim efshir ba'amami. It's possible to use a guy. So you won't have that problem. Right? Like you said, you can have a guy. So if Yontif is on a Sunday and a person died on Shabbos, or right before Shabbos, so Shabbos you can't do anything, but you always have that problem on Shabbos, then Sunday, go ask the guy. And if the person passed away on Sunday, so you'll do it Monday. It's Yontif. Let's say Sukkot. Ulamanda Amar Mishom Masya, and if the person who holds the reason why we don't want to have Yontif and Shabbos back to back is because of Mesim, La'avre, that's a reason therefore to be Ba'aber. Maybe he doesn't hold from the Goyim issue. Maybe he holds like what Yoni said, only Yontif Sheni. Yontif Rishon, we wouldn't come on to such a kula. Mishum Yarkaya, what about the problem of vegetables? Isn't that also a problem? Why is he so limited? Only Mesim. What about the vegetables issue? So the Gemara says, no, like what Seth said, Efshir Bechamimi. You can let it soak in hot water, and that will keep them preserved, and it's not a problem. It's not a problem of cooking and soaking. None of these are issues, and you can have the vegetables stay fresh. So Ihachi, if that's all true, Maishna Lididon. So why did Ula say, what an unbelievable thing they did for us here in Bavel, that they made Elul an extra day. So Afil Lididhu Nami. Even for Eretz Yisrael also is a benefit. Why do you only single out Bavel? It's a benefit to Eretz Yisrael also. And the Gemara says, no, Lididon, Chavalon Alma. We live in a very hot part of the world, in Bavel. Rashi explains, it's very low, there's no vent, the air doesn't move, it's very, very stifling, and therefore, there's a much better chance that a mace or vegetables are going to start to decay. So therefore, it's a much more bigger benefit to the people in Bavel to push all, to make sure they're not back to back, Shabbos and Yontif. L'didhu, but in Eretz Yisrael, lo chavaluhu alma. You don't have so much stifling heat, there's more of a breezes, and it's possible for the mace to remain 2 days and nothing will happen to it. So therefore, it wasn't such a big concern in Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel it was, in Eretz Yisrael it wasn't. And that's why, even today, we will never have, this is what's called Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah can never fall out on a Sunday, Wednesday, or a Friday. Wednesday or a Friday can't fall out because we don't want Yom Kippur back to back with Shabbos. We don't want Yom Kippur on a Friday. We don't want Yom Kippur on a Sunday. So that's why Rosh Hashanah will never be on a Friday or a Wednesday. And Rosh Hashanah can never be on a Sunday because, anybody know why? Because then Hoshana Rabbah will fall out on a Shabbos. And that we don't want. We don't want Hoshana Rabbah falling out on a Shabbos.
Why not?
Because then you can't do the mitzvah, the minhag of Hoshanas. That's how unbelievable. So first day Sukkot could be a Shabbos. That's not a problem.
For muksa issues,
for carrying issues. So we don't want Hoshana Rabbah falling out on a Shabbos. So because of that reason, Rosh Hashanah will never be on a Sunday. Some ask, why didn't the Gemara say that here? Why didn't the Gemara give that reason? We only talked about Yom Kippur, but what about Hoshana Rabbah? It's a very big issue. Lo Adu Rosh, everybody knows that. Right, Rosh Hashanah can't be on these dates. We'll have on other days more about, you know, a little bit connected to this, Lo Adu Rosh. And it still applies, we'll see on other days, but that's the whole, it all stems from here. We do not want Yom Kippur falling out on a Friday or a Sunday. It's not because people think, how are you going to go from Shabbos into a fast? That's not the reason. We have that on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av could be on a Sunday. It's because we don't want the days, since then the days couldn't be back-to-back. That's how it was Kavua, when they were Kavua, this calendar. You can never have Yom Kippur on a Friday or a Sunday. And you can't have Rosh Hashanah on a Wednesday or a Friday, and not on a Sunday because of Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah shouldn't be on a Shabbos. Now, Amy, is this true, what we're just saying, that we will manipulate the month based on what we need? In other words, we have a Torah. We don't want Yom Kippur falling out. We don't want Hoshana Rabbah falling out on a Shabbos. So what will we do? We will manipulate Rosh Chodesh to make sure that doesn't happen. Is that true? Can we do that? Can we do that? Now, we're going to see that we can do that for the year. We'll make an extra Adar. We'll manipulate Adar if there's a Torah. For example, if the sprouts are not going to come in time for Nisan, or we'll make another Adar to make sure that the spring, quote unquote, will fall out during Nisan, which it has to be Aviv. other concerns, if the roads are too muddy in Sanhedrin, there's a whole list of reasons why they made an Adar Sheni. That they could do. They could manipulate that. They could do the same thing with the months. They could manipulate. So we're going to see, yeah, they would tell Edom to lie. They would have Edom lie for them to make sure that there wouldn't be a problem of Lo Adurosh. Amazing. So, Vatani Rabba Bar Shmuel said, Yachal, I would think, Kishem Shema Avrin Es HaShana L'Tzorech, just like we push off the Shana for Tzorech, right, push off the year for Tzorech, Kach, so too, Ma'avrin Es HaChodesh L'Tzorech. We can do the same thing to the Chodesh. We'll push off the Chodesh for Tzorech. What's the Tzorech? We don't want your Kippur falling out on a Sunday. So we'll push off Rosh Chodesh. I can do it for the year. Why can't I do it for the month? Talmud Lomar. That's why it says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Kedoshim. HaChodesh Hazeh. Kizeh Re'eh V'Kadesh. Like this, go see it and then go be Mekadesh it. You can't play games like this with Rosh Chodesh. You can't do that. Amar Rava. Rava said, Lo Kash, it's not a Kasha. So, because it seemed to imply we could do it. He came along and said, you can't do it. Rava said it's not a kasher. Kan la'avro. The question is to push it off. To push it off, we could do. Kan l'kadcho. But here we're talking about making it early. That we don't do. We don't make it early. To push it off a day, that's not a problem. To make it early, that's a problem. What are you going to have? You're going to have the Edom lie and say they saw the moon and they didn't see it. That's that we're not going to do. To make them sit in the hotel for a day, so we don't want to hear the testimony for a day, that will do. That's not such a terrible... But to have them lie, say it's a day early, that we won't do. Although we're going to see that there's going to be a machlokas, and some say you're going to do exactly that. You make them lie. V'hachi ka'amr, this is what it means. Yachal, I would think, k'shem shem avren es hashana, v'et hachodesh l'tzorech, just like you could do, just like you could change the year, the month for a reason, and the month, and each month for tzorech, kach mekachin es hachodesh l'tzorech, so too I can make the month early for tzorech. I can have the Edom lie and say they saw the new moon when they really didn't. That you can't do. Talmud Lomar, Hachodesh Elohim, Kizer Re'eh V'Kadesh. No, only if they see it. If they don't see it, they can't come. The whole thing doesn't even get off the ground. The Gemara says, fine. The Chiyah, the Amr of Yeshua ben Levi. And this is very similar to what Yeshua ben Levi said, which was, Ma'aymin al Ha'edim, The actual translation of Ma'aymin is we instill fear, meaning we manipulate the Edom. Aim, all right, we instill fear in them. We manipulate them. Al HaChodesh Shenira Bismano, that if the Chodesh is in its proper time, La'abro, that we will push it off. But Ve'aim Ma'aymin al Edom al HaChodesh Shalol Nira Bismano, L'Kadsho. But we won't make them say it early. We won't lie. We won't have them lie and say they saw the new moon a day before they really saw it. To push them off a day, that will do. But to have them say a day early, that we won't do. Any, is that true? That they won't do that? V'hashalach le l'rav Yehuda nesiyah l'rav Ami. He sent the following message. Haviyod, you should know, shekal yamav shal Rabbi Yochanan, that all the days of Rabbi Yochanan, hayim malamdenu, that he would teach us, he taught us the following practice. Ma'aymin ala edim ala chodesh, shalom nira bizmano l'kacho. Have the Edom instill fear in them, make them lie and say they saw the month earlier before they saw it. Afal pi shelo ru'uhu, even though they didn't see it, yomu, they should say ra'inu, we saw it. So that's akasha. Here he's making a statement that they told us to do that exactly the opposite. So which one is it? Do you make them lie to say it early, or you just delay them their testimony for a day? Amar Abaye said, "Lo kasha, not a kasha. Ha b'nisan v'tishrei, ha b'shar yarchi. When it's nisan and tishrei, anything goes. Make them early, late, as long as we get the result we want. Some say, what do you care about nisan? Well, why do we care? Why do we care when Pesach falls out? Like, what's the difference? Maybe it's just here. Agav tishrei, we care. Why should we care really when nisan falls out? What's the difference when Pesach is? But ha b'shar yarchi. The other months we won't make them say it early." Rava Amar, Rava said, no. Hadutani Rabba Bar Shmuel, the first opinion of Rabba Bar Shmuel who said that we only make them say it late, that is Acherim. The Tanya, that's the opinion of Acher. The Tanya, we had this before. Acherim Omrim. Ein bein atzeres la atzeres. The ein bein Rosh Hashanah la Rosh Hashanah. Elo dalo yamid bilvad. The Acherim hold, that you always have alternating months of Moli and Chaser, Moli and Chaser. So we're not gonna manipulate anything. Has to be Moli, has to be Chaser. Has to be Moli, has to be Chaser. We're not going to manipulate anything. So Therefore, and there's always a four-day difference of when Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out, because there are 354 days in a year, in a Jewish year. Seven is divided by three. Seven goes into 350 evenly. There are 4 days remainder. So if Rosh Hashanah was a Monday, it'll be 4 days later the following year, because you have 300. You have a complete number of weeks, and then plus 4 days extra. Ve'em haya shana mu'beres, and if there's a leap year, chamishah, there'll be five. Oh, by the way, now I remember the reason why it said Tish Nisan in there, to include Nisan, Rashi explains, because there's a certain number of months in the year that have to be malay and have to be chaser. There's a maximum of amount that could be malay and a minimum amount that could be chaser. And if we see it's not going to happen, we'll manipulate Nisan too. Or we'll manipulate them to, later on in the year, it should fall out that way. That's why Nisan's mentioned. We don't care when Pesach falls out. It's not an issue. It's only because of the month. We care that there shouldn't be too many malays and too many chasers. Fine. So we're still left with, we don't really have a resolution. Do we have them lie even early or only late? Rav Dimi ibn Hardoi Masni Ibtcha. He taught just the opposite. We make them lie to say the new moon came, even though it didn't come. The Aina Ayman ala Eidim ala Chodesh, but we don't let them lie on the new month that came, Shanir Bizmano La'avro. We don't make them delay. Nighttime, why? Why don't we make them delay? Because high Mexica Shikra, high low Mexica Shikra. If the new moon is there, everybody saw it. So it scratched their head. So why didn't the Bezim Mikash the Chodesh yet? What kind of games are they playing? So for that's gonna look like a big, the whole thing is gonna look like a joke. But if they say two Aiden came and said they saw the new moon, and really no, they didn't. So who knew the truth? So it's not gonna be a lie. Nobody knew the difference. Okay, two Aiden must have seen it somewhere. It's very nice. But if everybody saw it up in the sky and no new month was announced, everybody's going to wonder, what's Bezin doing? I saw the new moon, why didn't they make Mekash to Chodesh? So it's going to look like a big, it's going to look like Shikra, it's like they're lying. But to say that people saw it early, why is it a lie? I didn't see it. They must have seen it somewhere. That's what he says. So the big question is, how could Bezin encourage people to lie? How could Bezin encourage people to lie? So it's very difficult, very difficult. The question is a lot better than the answer. Rashi implies, that what they did was, they had people hanging around Bezdin all day. They had people hanging around. Because right? if they're not giving testimony, then how are they Edom? Well, we'll tell the Edom to lie and say, what are they doing there, these people? They didn't see a thing. What are they doing there in Bezdin? So Rashi says there were people that hung around. These guys hung around Bezdin, and they knew that Bezdin would need them for whatever reason. So they were available to lie. Bezdin didn't say, go lie. Bezdin didn't say, I want you to lie, but they hung around. They would hear the talk in the hall. Listen, Bezdin needs, if Edom don't come right now, Hoshana Rabbah is going to be on Shabbos, you know. And then they come in and say, we saw the new moon. That's Rashi's pshat.
How about perjury?
1 second. We're going to get to that. What Rabbeinu Chananel says, which might appeal to us, they never would lie. What they would do is, they would encourage Edom to come, and if Bezdin knew that this can't be true. Bezdin knew it can't be true. But they wanted it to be Rosh Chodesh today for whatever reason, that they didn't grill them. That's all. They didn't grill them. How could it be? What the moon look like? All the questions, they didn't bother. They didn't bother with those questions because they wanted it to be the new moon. So they didn't lie. The Edom could think, you know what? I don't know, was it a moon? Was it a cloud? Don't. And Bezdin would say, don't go down that road. You saw the new moon and we're being Makadosh. It's better, it's not...
That's only if the Edom are available to say that. But
right.
If the Edom are not available to say
right.
that, then
right.
the Edom will come the next day.
Right, right. So according to him, then maybe they wouldn't have done it. They might not have done it. They wouldn't go over to two people in the street and say, hey, come and lie for us. They wouldn't do that. If Edom came, they wouldn't grill them. They wouldn't grill them. Right. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. They would let it go. They knew it's baloney. But they wanted it to be the new moon, so they would let it go. The most unusual sheet is that there's no false testimony. It's in the Atheres of Dibros. Osana Brecha Eid Shaker. There's no false testimony, there's no Reacha. Who's the harmed party here? The world? There's no other person. I'm not saying he owes me $100, it's not true. What are they saying? That we saw the new moon. There's no Reacha here. So there's no technical violation of the Aveira, if there's no one else to be harmed. That's...
How about Aiden Zama then?
What? Oh, that's one of the rayas that this is true. Because there's no such thing as Eide Hazama by Kiddush HaChodesh. Because it's, there's no Reyecha. Exactly. It's exactly one of his proofs. Who says it? I think it's someone, the Gleoni Hashas. I don't know. I don't remember who said it. It's exactly his Raya. There's no Eden Zoma by Kiddush HaChodesh. No. No, there's no Pasha Zoma by Kiddush HaChodesh. What are you going to do? Are you going to make them chazer? What are you going to do them? What's the kasha zamam? No, there's no. It's edus yitiyachal azima. Such a thing. It's edus yitiyachal azima. That's his raya. That there's no reyecha here. There's no. I'm not saying that they'll give you some prize if you did this. But there was a tzorach for Klal Yisrael, and technically you might not be over this avera. And I think if you put all three explanations together, you might come up with a livable explanation. Right, it's very difficult. Very difficult how they could do such a thing, but this tzorech might outweigh the. So according to him, it's no technical violation of anything. It's just it smells a bit. We had a question.
No, there were times when Tzedukim tried to.
Right.
So how do you put?
Okay. What do you mean? Tzedukim tried to manipulate the moon.
Right.
Right.
But then there were people who really tried, right. and they made all kinds of.
Okay, here we go. We have 15 minutes. Here we go. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Yechilna l'tikune l'kule gola. I am such a good astronomer, says Shmuel, that I could set up the calendar forever for the whole Golos. I could tell when Rosh Chodesh is going to be for everybody. I'm so good. That's what Shmuel says. So Amalei Abba Avod Rav Simloi L'Shmuel. So the father of Simloi says to Shmuel, yeah? Yada mar ki hai milsa. Do you know the following thing? Can you explain the following line? The Tanya Besod HaIbur, that's taught in the Sod HaIbur, which is some brisa called the secret of being of the Ibur, of adding the Rosh Chodesh, right? The intercalation. Why is it called Sod? Why is it called a secret? So the Mefarshim explain, because the Bedafka did not want anyone to know what the Bezin was doing for these reasons. Then people poke fun, what are they doing, they're going into halacha, people are lying. So they didn't want people, it wasn't common knowledge what was going on, what Bezin did. That's why it's called so, it's like a secret. It was an elite knowledge that they didn't want people to know it, because once you know something, you start poking fun. So he asked Shmuel, do you know the following statement? Nolad kodem chatzos or nolad achar chatzos? Do you know what that means? If the nolad is before chatzos or if the nolad is after chatzos? That whether or not it's before chatzos or after chatzos, there's some difference in halacha? Do you know what that means? What does that mean, that line? Amalei lo, I don't know what that means. I don't know that line. I heard it. I don't know what that means. Amar, so he said, Amalei, so he told him, midaha lo yadamar ikam mili achrinaisis lo yadamar. You don't know that. There's much other stuff you also don't know. Right? Kisalik, when this Kisalik of Zera, when Zera came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Shalach Lahu, he said the following statement: Sarach Shehei Lail V'Yom Min HaChodesh, which means if the Rashi explains this means one line: if the 29th night going into the 30th day, if you saw the moon, the old moon, then the next day cannot be Rosh Chodesh. Lail V'Yom. How is it? Laila v'yom in haChodesh. The night before has to be the same month as the day. So if you saw the old moon on the 29th, going into the 30th during the day, that can't be Rosh Chodesh. That can't be Rosh Chodesh because you saw the old moon the night before. And Rashi says, but wait a minute, we're going to say in a few lines, that there's a 24-hour period or 18-hour period where you can't see the new moon anyway. So how could this even ever happen? So Rashi answers, no, we're gonna have the Edom lie. The point is, you can't have the Edom lie if it's so ridiculous that the night before everybody saw the old moon and the next day all of a sudden this was Chodesh. That's what Reb Zeira was saying. Yes, we'll have them lie in certain cases, but not when it's so obviously a lie. So if you saw the old moon on the night of the 29th going into the 30th, that day cannot be Rosh Chodesh. It's going to have to be the next day. That's what Reb Zeira said. V'zu sha'amar Abba Avud Rav Samloi. And this is what Abba Avua said in the name of Rav Samloi. Mechajun es toladato. We figure out when the molad is. What's the molad? So I made some sheets. It's very simple. It's not very simple. It's actually very hard. But I'll make it as simple as possible. As simple as possible. Look, on page one, page one is the same picture in three different ways, just to make it simple. So page one is the sun. You have the sun, the moon, and the earth. The moon at the molad. What's the molad? The molad is when the sun, the moon, and the earth are all lined up perfect, beautiful. When the sun, the moon, and the earth are lined up, that is the molad. Whenever that lasts for a second, whenever the molad is, that is the molad when the sun, the moon, and the earth are all lined up. How come there's no eclipse every molad? Because the moon and the sun and the earth are not lined up in a straight row. They're lined up in a straight row, but the moon is slightly tilted. It's a 5-degree angle that the moon is above the sun. So there's no eclipse. Sometimes, based on rotations, the moon will be right in the middle. But as a general rule, eclipses happen more often than we think. It's just a lot of times it happens in the water. But the sun, the moon, and the earth are lined up in a perfect circle. In a perfect line, like you see in all the pictures, where it's in the middle picture and the bottom picture. See the sun? Then it's new. The sun is directly facing on the moon. There is no moonlight. The moon has no light of its own. It only reflects the sun's. When the sun is directly onto the moon, we only see one half of the moon. We see the same half. We see the same part of the moon every single day. We never see the other side, the dark side of the moon. We never see that side. We only see one side. From the moon's perspective, it's lit up. It's always lit up because the sun's shining right on it. So at the molad, the moon is a perfect circle. The moon is directly in front of the sun. We never see any sunlight reflected off the moon. We never see it. As the moon starts to move east, the angle, as you see, the angle of the moon and the sun start to change. And the sunlight is reflected on the moon. And that's why you see a little crescent, then a first quarter, then a gibbous. Then 15 days later, the moon is directly behind the earth. And then you have a full moon.
Well, what's a gibbous?
A gibbous is just the shape. That's all. How it's between the first quarter and full. That's all, just a word. And then it starts to go around and around and around until it comes back and there's a new month again. That's what happens. Now, the molad takes place at the same time in the world every single month. The whole world experiences the molad at the same moment. We always announce in shul, the molad will be in Yerushalayim. That's because we have a zecher for Yerushalayim. But the molad takes place everywhere at the same moment. The only question is, what time is it for you? Because there's different time zones and it's different, right? And here it's day, in the other half of the world it's night. But it's the same molad. The molad doesn't change. The only question is, what time is it for you? That's the only question. What time is it? So, he made the following statement. He said that, Mechashven is toladato. We cheshben out, when's the molad? Nolad kodem chatzos. If the molad is going to be before chatzos, if the molad is going to be before chatzos, biyadua shenirat samach l'shkia tachama, it will be able to be seen before shkia. We're assuming now the equinox, when the days and night are even, and we're also assuming in that part of the world, in the Eretz Yisrael part of the world. If, and we're also assuming, obviously, that the new moon could be seen 6 hours after molad. After 6 hours, you can see the new moon already. It's very, very skinny. Very, very skinny, but you can see it. So if molad happened before chatzos, so 6 hours later is already shkia. The sun has already set. You can't see the moon during the day because the sun outshines it most of the time. That's the only reason you can't see it. But at 6 o'clock when it's shkia, the sun goes down, you can already see the new moon. Right. But, lo nolad koldim chatzos, if it didn't happen before chatzos, if the molad happened after chatzos, biyadua shlo niris hamach l'shkiyat hachama, you will not be able to see the moon yet. Okay? Well, my naf kamina, what's the difference? Amar v'ashi lach hushay sadi, to be able to know if the witnesses are lying. If the witnesses say, we saw the new moon at 4 p.m., you know it's impossible. You know it's impossible. Now, well, let's say it's hazy, whatever, it's cloudy, or the sun's starting to set. But it's impossible, because it's before 6 hours. It's before 6 hours. So it's a very interesting historical, running out of time, very interesting historical point. In the year 921, there was a person in Eretz Yisrael, his name was Aaron ben Meir. He was not a Karaite. He was a regular frum guy, the Rosh Hashiva in a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, And he saw, he figured out that in the year 923, 2 years later, the Molad is going to be... Now, this still holds true for us only regarding Rosh Hashanah. We say as follows. The day of the Molad is always Rosh Hashanah, unless it's a Molad, what's called a Molad Chadash, Molad Zaken, after Chatzos. If the Molad of Rosh Hashanah is after Chatzos, we push off Rosh Hashanah to the following day, based on this Gemara. Because of this Gemara. By the way, you should just know that the Rabbeinu Chananel says, he says, Dover zeh lo nisbar et leinu yafeh. We don't understand this Gemara. Lefikach lo nichtavu bo pirusho. I didn't bother explaining it. So the Rabbeinu Chananel said that. We're going to try. But what happened was this gentleman, so if the mullet is ever after 12, Rosh Hashanah will be the next day. This person figured out that in the year 923, 2 years from now, 2 years from then, the mullet was going to be at 12:14. It was going to be 12:14. It was 14 minutes after Chatzos. The problem is, what happens? Rosh Hashanah gets pushed off to the next day. But that was a Shabbos. Which means Rosh Hashanah wouldn't happen till Monday, which is what was in the calendar. Rosh Hashanah of that year was going to be on a Monday. He felt that for those 14 minutes, Yom Kippur was going to be we're going to be eating when it was really Yom Kippur. And he felt that it wasn't right. It was the first time in a very long time that the Molad of Rosh Hashanah was after Chatzos, and it was pushed off 2 days because Lo Adu Rosh. So he based on some very complicated calculations, he felt that. So there's this article in Tradition that was published like a year or two ago, trying to explain what he was doing. He said there's such a thing as a mean molad. We take the average of a few months, the average of 2 months, and if you did that, then the molad came out like 11:15 in the morning. So it was before Chatzos. So Rosh Hashanah should be Shabbos. And based on that, he wanted to make Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. But in order for him to do that, he needed 2 years to prepare that, because you have to make Cheshvan and Kislev, sometimes Kibi Chasser and Malay. It had to all fit. There's a lot of factors going on. So he wanted to start already in 921 to celebrate Pesach on a different day. Rosh Hashanah was the same. After Rosh Hashanah, Cheshvan, it starts to change. Cheshvan and Kislev, it starts to change. And he celebrated Pesach on a different day. The person who put a stop to this was Reb Sajigon. And Reb Sajigon said, it's absolutely not. The Gemara is clear. And, you know, he basically said, but for 2 years, 2-3 years, it was apparently a very, very big rift. And what this person said was, he said, you could have the Molad be 642 Chalakim after noon, and it's still considered the old Molad. What's 642 Chalakim? It's about 35 minutes. Nobody knows where he got those 35 minutes from. Some say it was a mean. This article suggested he took some Arab philosophers, some Arab mathematicians' numbers, and it came to 35 minutes. We're going to try to have an explanation for that in a few minutes.
How much is a chelak?
A chelak is, there are 1,080 Chalakim in an hour. Why did the Chachamim come up with a chelak? What's wrong with the second?
Right.
So the Gra says, because Chalakim, they're divisible by every single number except for the number 7. So it's the best number to use. There are other numbers that are just as good as 1,080 to divide them by an hour. But next Shabbos is daf. Next Shabbos is daf, we'll have Chalakim. That's basically where it comes from. It's a very, very good number to use because it's divisible. You're never going to have half a chelak because it's divisible by every number except for 7. So, Amr of Zera, Amr of Nachman. So Rav Zera said in the name of Nachman, Chaftal Shoy, for 24 hours, Mechasi Sihara. For 24 hours, the moon is hidden from us. Meaning, the 24 hours before and after the Molad. Right before the Molad, it starts to become, you can't see it. Look at the pictures. And right afterwards, you can't see it. For 24 hours, that lasts. Lididon, for us in Bavel, Shith, Mayatika, 6 from the old, Vitamni, Sari, Micharata, 18 from the new. Lididhu, for Eretz Yisrael, Shith, Micharata, 6 of the new, Vitamni, Sari, Mayatika, 18 of the old. Lamay Nafkamina, Amr Vashi, Lachushe Sadi, to know if they're lying. What does this mean? 6 from the old, 18 from the new, 6 from the... How could... The big question is, how can Eretz Yisrael and Bavel be different? How can Eretz Yisrael and Bavel be different? Eretz Yisrael and Bavel are not that far apart from each other that there should be such a difference. Okay, so to answer this question, we go to page 2. Now, just know, for example, New York and Boston are in the same time zone. Even though they're in the same time zone, Boston is more east than New York. Therefore, Boston makes Shabbos before New York makes Shabbos. Because it's more east. Same time zone, but it's more east. Bavel's more east than Eretz Yisrael. So when it's noon in Bavel, it's already 12:36, 36 minutes. That might be the 36 minutes that Arad Meir was referring to. When it's noon in Bavel, I'm sorry, when it's noon in Eretz Yisrael, it's already 12:36 in Bavel. That means that Bavel's 36 minutes more east than Eretz Yisrael. And if you look at these pictures, the only time it's possible to see the moon is in the early morning in the western horizon, like picture number one. I got these from some Scottish website. Because it breaks down exactly. If you look at picture number two, picture number three, it's figure 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And if you look at figure number 8, it's already the Molad. If you look at figure number 7 is at the very, very, very end of the month. The sun, see the sun over there on the bottom, it didn't rise yet. Then, at the end of the month, is the only time you can see the Molad. So I wrote it up as follows. The moon can now be seen right after the sun has set. In Israel, if the Molad is at noon, then the moon can be seen at 6 p.m. But in Bavel, it was 12:36 when the Molad occurred. And since sunset's 36 minutes earlier at 5:24, they'll light candles on Shabbos 36 minutes earlier, 6 hours have not yet passed. And therefore you can't see the moon. The moon in Bavel won't be visible for another 12 hours till the following morning. That's 18 hours. The 6 hours everyone holds from. You can't see the moon for 6 hours. But in Bavel, it's another 18. If you look at diagram number 7 in Eretz Yisrael, it's the exact reverse. At the old moon, it's the exact reverse. The old moon can be seen right before sunrise. In Bavel, that's 5:24 in the morning, more than 6 hours before the Molad. The Molad's going to be 6 hours later. In Israel, the moon will rise. The moon rise will take place 6 hours of the Molad. This, and thus, can't be seen unless one goes back another 12 hours to the previous night. That's basically how you explain this whole discrepancy. On the face value, Rabbi Nachmanides didn't understand it. He couldn't explain it. This has been proposed by Professor Vidal. He's a professor in Eretz Yisrael. He came up with this. It's Henkin also came up. This is the way that they basically explain how it makes sense. These pictures are the moon moving. At the beginning of the month, it appears right before sunrise. As the month goes on, the moon starts to rise later and later and later. The more east you are, the better chances you have seeing it earlier and later. The problem with this Gemara is, and we don't have an answer for this problem, the problem is, scientists say, and it's not even Professor Vidal doesn't have an answer for this, it is impossible with the human eye to see the moon after 6 hours of Molad. It's not possible. The earliest sightings of the moon after the Molad have been 14 hours and change. 14 hours and change. It's just not humanly possible to see the Molad after 6 hours. I don't have an answer to that question. He suggests that article in the Tradition magazine also said it, that the Molad is becoming, we're able to see the Molad earlier now than 100 years ago. Why that is, there's a lot of factors, the gravitational, I don't understand it. The Molad is easier, it's getting earlier. It's getting earlier and earlier and earlier. It's nowhere near 6 hours. With a telescope, they can't even see it before 13, 12 hours. Even with a telescope, they can't see it that early. So that's a question, I don't have an answer to that question. A lot of things in the Gemara, we just have to pause and just accept it at face value. One day we'll understand it. This is basically the daf in a nutshell. I didn't even touch the international dateline. The art school has a very nice appendix. It's very complicated. I didn't understand a lot of it. The Baal HaMa'or came up with a very different shita. At least we understand a little bit of what Rashi and the Gemara were talking about here with the new moon. And everybody have a good day.
Enjoy.